across the door,
Amen.
And the sheep will never go over the shepherd.
Amen.
Or the wolf cannot get to the sheep without crossing the shepherd.
Right.
I said, I'm so glad to be a sheep this time.
Amen.
Trials
Amen.
May come and go, but some to be a sheep. Brother, some glorious day, he's going to take us to the sheepfold
Amen.
When the sun goes down.
Amen.
At the end of the day, brothers
Amen.
And sisters, that great shepherd will gather all his sheep and none of them will be left.
Amen.
You remember now when Jesus, he gave a parable about the shepherd with 100 sheep.
Right.
Hallelujah. He already got the 99, but he has to find that,
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Amen.
One sheep, and he will not allow, hallelujah, that one sheep will be lost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why even Brother Branham said that, hallelujah, when that last predestinated seed,
Amen.
Hallelujah, will come, then the rapture will take place.
Amen.
No one will be left.
No.
That's why the ministers, the fivefold ministry are doing everything they can,
Amen.
Hallelujah, just to find that Amen. Last predestinated seed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the shepherds lying among his sheep, watching to see that those little fellow, hallelujah, he makes sure that those little fellow come into the kingdom in the right way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he's on duty day and night.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He promised. What his promise is? I will not leave you
Amen.
Nor forsake you.
Amen.
I will be with you, even in you until the end of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. If the undertaker puts us, hallelujah, one of his sheep under the ground and shoveled six foot of dirt on top of him, hallelujah, he could not be hid from the eyes of that
Amen.
Shepherd. He is marked. And one of this day,
yes.
hallelujah,
yes.
he will call
Amen.
And we,
Amen.
And I'll answer
Amen.
Because the sheep knows his voice.
Amen.
You know, when I arrived here in the church this evening, I felt a little bit sad, you know.
Yeah.
I remembered Brother Samuel Dale, hallelujah, how he treated me, you know.
Yeah, right.
And every time I come, hallelujah, and he went down from the house and to greet me and help me carry my luggages, although I don't allow him to do it. Hallelujah, but he, you know,
right.
he always insists to help me.
Right.
Hallelujah. And one time, I was about to travel to Arkansas. I was about to drive, about 12 hours drive. And I had to leave at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I set my alarm at 4 o'clock. And then I walked slowly to the bathroom and took shower, hallelujah, trying to not to disturb them. I believe it's too early, hallelujah, in the morning. And there, I was thinking they're sleeping, you know. And after I finished packing up my things, and I walked slowly to the door, and when I look to the kitchen, he was already there sitting. And he already had cooked for my breakfast. And then he made the sandwich, hallelujah, that I can eat, hallelujah, along the way. So I really, really miss those days, hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, hallelujah, it's only for a while. One day, hallelujah, we will see him again. Hallelujah. That's why even David, he says, he don't worry. Hallelujah. He says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Amen.
For thou art with me, my rod and my staff, they comfort me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's, you know, a little bit sad because we don't see him right now. But I believe that he is in a better, hallelujah, in a better place than we have.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And even Job, the oldest book in the Bible, he got no scripture to read in his days. Hallelujah. But God spoke to him through his creation. He mentioned about the stars and the Orions and the Pleiades and all this. Hallelujah. God's creation. And then he said, for there is a hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease.
Right.
Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of the water it will bud.
Amen.
And bring forth both like a plant.
Amen.
If a man die, hallelujah, shall he live again?
Yes.
All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come.
Amen.
Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I believe that if God, hallelujah, Job believed that if there is a resurrection on this creation, the trees, God is also a God. Hallelujah. He is also, hallelujah, a God who created man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why he said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, eat up this body, hallelujah, yet in my flesh, in this flesh, I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and not mine eye shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Not another. Hallelujah. Now, God is omnipresent, watching over his sheep.
Amen.
If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
Yes, amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Just like Daniel. Hallelujah. He went into Babylon, but he proposed in himself that he was not going to defile himself. Hallelujah.
Right.
With kingsmen.
Right.
Hallelujah. He was nothing to do with the world, though he had to live among them people, but he proposed in himself that he was not going to defile himself with the things of the world.
Right.
Hallelujah. And one day, the king threw him into the lion's den. Hallelujah. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And because he was walking, hallelujah, in the line of duty. Hallelujah. He was a sheep of that great shepherd. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
Amen.
And maybe before Daniel dropped, hallelujah, into the ground, thou art there.
Amen.
He was already there.
Yes.
That pillar of fire was already there.
Amen.
You know, all wild animals, they afraid fire.
Yep. Right.
Hallelujah. That's why they could not come near to Daniel. Hallelujah. Because before Daniel, hallelujah, went into the pit, thou art there.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you know, brothers and sisters, maybe at the time, this, you know, these people who got in way on Daniel, because the king had, you know, gave him a special treatment. He got a nice house. Maybe he got a nice bed. Hallelujah. And maybe at that time said, oh, now, Daniel, if you survive from the lion and you are now lying on the ground, hallelujah. But the thing that they didn't know. Hallelujah. Daniel, at that night, he got the smoothest pillow, which is the skin of the lion, you know, and warm with the body of the lion. Hallelujah. Because before he went into the lion's den, behold, thou art there. Hallelujah. Just like the three Hebrew children. Hallelujah. And they decided not to bow down to the image of the of King Nebuchadnezzar. But before they threw them into the fiery furnace, the fourth man was already there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they were faithful sheep of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And maybe people that were watching them were so worried what would happen to them. Hallelujah. But if they were so worried for these three Hebrew children, the great shepherd
Amen.
Is more worried
yeah,
for
amen.
Them.
That's right.
And I like how Brother Branham dramatized it.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'm just going to read it because... Hallelujah. He said, let's turn our camera now. Amen. All the time, there's something going on down here. There's something going on up there at the same time.
Amen.
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 We only look to the earthly side. But let's look up there. My, I can see him sitting there in his majesty, oh my. His kingly, priestly garments hanging around him, sitting there. I can see a great angel coming up. You believe God's got angels in heaven? They are at his command. Is that right? I can see one of them come up. He's called Wormwood. He's the angel over all the waters. I can see him rustled up. Quick. Up beside of the throne and say, Master, have you looked down there? Why? They are fixing to burn up three faithful believers. I can hear the Master say, Yes, Wormwood. I've watched them all night long.
Amen.
Aren't you glad, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
We have a God. We have a great shepherd watching.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All night long. Brother, his eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches
yeah.
over. He watches me.
Amen.
I know he sees everything that's going on right here now. He knows. Not even a sparrow could fall in the streets.
Amen.
I hear Wormwood say, back in the antediluvian destruction, you give me the authority, and I broke up all the fountains. You know, Wormwood up there has control of the water. He said, I was... the whole thing off. Let me go down this morning and I'll wash Babylon off the face of the earth.
Yep.
I believe he could done it.
Amen.
You say, well, I tell you, I can't let you go. Here comes another angel. Who's he? Maybe he's Michael. Let's think he's Michael, the great angel that stands in the presence of God. I can see him draw his sword and say, Master, look down there. One more step and death right before them. Have you considered them? So, Michael was worried. Wormwood was so worried.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, let me go down. We'll see who's boss when we get down there. I believe he could done it, don't you?
Sure.
I can hear him say, Michael, you have obeyed me since the day that I created you. But I can't let you go because... I'm going
Amen.
Myself.
Amen.
This is a man-sized job. My. I can see him rise up from his seat. His robe dropped around him, walk out there and say, way back over there in the north, I can see the great big white thunderhead. I can hear him say, come here. Amen. Everything in the heaven obeys him.
Yeah.
But man thinks he knows more than he does.
Mm-hmm.
See? So he can't obey him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I can see him say, come here, east wind, north, south, west. Hallelujah. Get under this thunderhead. I'm going to drive you like horses this morning. We'd take that big thunderhead, step out on it like a chariot. Reach up and get a hold of a zigzag lightning out of the skies and crack it across the sky. King Nebuchadnezzar could hear it down on the earth down there. And about the time he passed by the Sea of Life and picked off a palm, when they made their last step away, all the breezes like that, talking over the future of them. I tell you, he's God today.
Amen.
He knows all things.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says, David said, If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God is there too.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You remember Daniel? Jonah?
Yeah.
Abraham, he got a message, a man running from the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And he was trying to run away from the presence of the Lord.
Right.
Maybe he was thinking he can run. Hallelujah. From God. Away from God. Because God told him to go to Nineveh, but he went to Tarshish. But while he was on the ship, God was there.
Yes.
And when they threw him out from the ship, God was there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When they threw him into the sea, God was there. And when he was on the whale's belly, and God was there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God was with Jonah because he was God's sheep. He was God's prophet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe, brothers and sisters, that if we are his sheep, he promised that he will not leave you,
amen,
nor forsake you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then Brother Branham said that, If anybody had a right to have symptoms, it was Jonah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Correct.
His hands were tied up.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And his feet. And he was in the belly of the whale.
Yeah. Right.
Hallelujah. Maybe there is no more hope for him. Hallelujah. You know, Brother Nam said that have you noticed if you feed this goldfish and when they got full and they goes to the bottom of the water to rest? Hallelujah. And this whale, it did not only eat some small fishes, but hallelujah, a man.
Yeah.
I believe that he was too full and he was on the bottom of the sea resting. And who would be a man that would have courage, hallelujah, to catch that fish?
That's right.
Hallelujah. But you know what, brothers and sisters? While Jonah was on the whale's belly, hallelujah, Abraham said that everywhere he looked, they are vomit.
Yeah.
But Jonah said, this is not true. These are lying vanities.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he said, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. I remembered the Lord.
Amen.
And my prayer came in unto thee in thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. Can you do it, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
When you are in trouble and you are still, hallelujah, thanking God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jonah, he did it.
Yep.
With thee. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed salvation is of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord speak unto the fish. And it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. You know, what Jonah did while he was on the whale's belly, hallelujah. He says, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He remembered the prayer of Solomon.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
That if thy people be in trouble, And they will pray into this temple and you will hear them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Second Chronicles chapter 6, 29 to 30. When that prayer or what then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man or of all thy people Israel, when everyone shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house, then hear thou from heaven thy Amen. Dwelling place, and Amen. Forgive and render unto every man according unto all his ways,
Amen.
Whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the hearts of the children of
Amen.
Men.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. And when Jonah, hallelujah, remembered the prayer of Solomon, and God honored it. You can imagine, brothers and sisters, who was Solomon? He became a backslider. And if God honored the prayer of a backsliding man, hallelujah, how about if the bride of Jesus Christ, if a sincere heart, hallelujah, will call, hallelujah, his great shepherd. And I believe that he will answer.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, everything is under God's control.
Amen.
Everything is under his control.
Amen.
You know, it is God's program that every morning the sun will rise. And it did not fail even one time. Hallelujah. You know, in the Philippines, especially these small fishermen, you know, in my place, we are near the ocean, and these fishermen, every end of December, when they are buying something from groceries, and they are asking calendar, you know, and these fishermen, the calendar that they ask is, that they want is this calendar that have this half moon, full moon, new moon, quarter moon, and everything. And you can, it is placed in the calendar, even the height of the tide, the low tide, how many meters, and the high tide, you know, and the time. Imagine December 2024, they already know the tides and, you know, and everything, the whole year. Why? Because they believe that the program of God will not miss a bit. Hallelujah. It is God's program that the sun will rise in the morning. And they even know the time when it will rise and it will, and the sitting down of the sun. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, there are times that we cannot see the sun.
Amen.
Sometimes the skies are cloudy and stormy, and we do not feel the heat of the sun. But the question is, does it mean that there is no sun? Hallelujah. The sun, behind those clouds, the sun is still shining. And when God promised, sometimes we don't feel his presence in our lives. Sometimes, there are times that when we pray and it is dry, you know. We can feel his presence. Hallelujah. Does it mean that God failed his promise that I will not leave you, I will be with you always? Hallelujah. God's promise will not fail.
Amen.
You remember, brothers and sisters, in the time of Elisha, hallelujah, that the king of Syria was planning to ambush the king of Israel. Hallelujah. And he planned several times that he set an ambush. Hallelujah. They know, they have this intelligence report that the king of Israel will pass this way. And they set an ambush. And then Elisha, the prophet, he told the king of Israel, don't pass that way because the king of the Syrian armies are there. And they set an ambush. And then the king of Israel sent a messenger, hallelujah, to see if it is true. And then, yes, they are there. So the king of Israel was saved. Not only, the Bible says, not only once, twice, and thrice, but right. Many times. Right. And then the king of Syria said, maybe there is a traitor among us. Yeah. Hallelujah. And maybe there is one here that is for the king of Israel. But one army said, no king, but there is a king in Israel.
Amen.
That telleth, hallelujah, all your plans to the king,
amen,
hallelujah, of Israel.
Amen.
And then the king of Syria said, okay, we will fix that, that prophet. And maybe if you are going to enter into a, you know, into a Israel's territory, you will not only bring one company or one battalion, maybe, hallelujah, it would be a war.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah. Maybe he brought all his armies.
Right.
And, hallelujah, he says in 2 Kings verse, chapter 6, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fear not, for they that are that be with us are more than this that be with them. And Barbara said, Elisha did not see the host of God. Hallelujah. He only believed what the word says. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. And then when Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that they may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get so worried. Hallelujah. And even our healing, sometimes we get so worried. But if God promised, hallelujah, I am the God that healeth all thy diseases. I am the God that forgiveth all thy trespasses. Hallelujah. Sometimes you say, oh, it's still there. I still feel the pain. But brothers and sisters, just like Jonah, he did not look on the symptom. He did not look on the situation. He looked on the promise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am the God that healeth all thy diseases.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Abraham said, now they ought to have known. He would have to. Everything had to obey him. We ought to know the same thing. Our bodies will have to obey his word.
Amen.
I am the Lord that heals all thy diseases. Yes. Is that the word? Well, this body has got to obey that.
Amen.
All I have to do is press the button. Amen. Sometimes the button is on the knees, you know.
Amen.
But I tell you, that sends a current through. But that's all you do is believe it.
Amen.
God promised it. And as them waves had to obey him, so does this have to obey him. In so much that he promised, after we are perished, I'll raise him up again at that day.
Amen.
And then Abraham said, What if I will die tonight? If I will die today, God will raise it.
Yeah, that's it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will raise
Amen.
This
Amen.
Body again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes if God has a purpose in our lives, still have purpose in our lives, that even sickness, God has a purpose of it.
Right.
And Brother Abraham said, you say, Brother Abraham, I'm a Christian and I got a sickness. I got a sickness now. You know, because, you know, there are some people that say, oh, he got sickness. Maybe God is, you know, is chastening him. Maybe he done wrong and God got angry on him. That's why he got that sickness. But Brother Branham said that, Brother Branham, I'm a Christian and I got a sickness now. I wonder why it come. God may be purging you. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Give you some trials.
Amen.
Make you draw a little closer
Amen.
To him.
Amen.
Pray a while, then heal you that you can have testimony.
Amen.
And Brother Branham said that even our sickness, even in sickness, God have a purpose in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's for his glorification.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know, brothers and sisters, Jesus always go where he's invited.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Brother Abraham said that no matter where it's at, he will come. He come to a lion's den one time to appear in fairness. And I remember, brothers and sisters, if we will just come before him, hallelujah, invite
Amen.
Him,
right. Yeah.
I believe that he will come.
Amen.
Brother Abraham said, Jesus always go where he's invited.
Amen.
I remembered one time in the Bible when he was invited by Simon the Pharisee, and Brother Abraham dramatized that Simon, he sent a messenger and to bring an invitation to Jesus Christ,
right.
Invited him to into his, you know, a party in his house. Hallelujah. And Jesus, he came. And you know, brothers and sisters, when Jesus came, he was just at the corner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was unwelcome. Hallelujah. You know. And while Mary Magdalene was, you know, washing his feet and wiping it with her long hair, and this Pharisee, Simon, the Pharisees and other Pharisees, they were, you know, talking about him. Oh, they said that this is a prophet. If he is a prophet, he should know, hallelujah,
yeah.
Who is that woman? What kind of woman?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's in his feet. And Jesus knows it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He knows their hearts.
Amen.
Yes.
And he said, Simon, I have somewhat against you.
Yeah.
You invited me and you did not welcome me. You did not wash my feet. You did not anoint me with ointment. You did not kiss me. You did not put on, hallelujah, a robe on me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Do you think Jesus didn't know that he will just be insulted
yeah, sure.
at that time? I believe he knows.
Yeah.
But why? That he still came for that invitation. And even a hypocrite, the invitation of a hypocrite man, he come.
Yep.
And how much more if a sincere believer
Amen.
Will invite him,
Amen.
Will he not come?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Abraham said, he will come to the poorest, to the richest, to the most immoral, to the meanest, to the lowest. He will come wherever He's invited, no matter what your conditions and position in life is.
Amen.
He will still come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You remember a parable that Jesus, a parable concerning the unjust judge? Hallelujah. He says, and He speak a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Hallelujah. He is encouraging us to pray, always to pray. He said, ask what you will. He is the one who is telling us to ask. Do you think after telling us to ask and then when we ask, He will not give what we need? Hallelujah. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man.
Right.
And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I feared not God, nor regarded man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith.
Yep.
Jesus, He was comparing the best father and the evil judge.
Yep.
Hallelujah. One time He said, you evil father knows to give good things unto your children.
Yeah, right.
If your children will ask bread,
yep,
will you give him stone? If your children will ask for fish, will you give them snake?
Right.
And He said, if you evil father, imagine He is comparing Himself, the very best father,
yeah,
into an evil one.
Yeah.
If the evil one knows how to give good things,
uh-huh,
how much more the very best father?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In Romans 8, chapter 30, in Romans 8, 32, He said, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?
Amen. Right.
Now, He compared His own begotten Son and then these little material things. You know, brothers and sisters, especially in the Philippines, there's a lot of poor people in the Philippines. And when one of their families, in the family, is in trouble, is sick, hallelujah, and they do not have money, they have to sell the coconut field, the rice field, the carabao, even house. They have to sell it just to save son. It means things is nothing compared to a son.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
But then He says, he that spared not His own son,
amen,
give the most important one,
amen,
shall He not give this, you know,
yeah,
things that are not more important than,
amen,
the son?
Right.
Hallelujah. Shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Hallelujah. The question is, when did God give His own Son? The Bible says, while we were yet sinners.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you were sinners, when you were filthy,
amen,
when you do not please Him,
amen,
and He gave, how much more?
Amen.
When you are now believers, when you are the bride of Jesus Christ.
Matthew 10,
29 to 31, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more more value than many sparrows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are sparrows? It's good here in the States, because even you see these, you know, these birds, you just leave them alone. But in the Philippines, sometimes there are some naughty boys, and they have this slingshot and shoot that sparrows, and then after shooting them, just leave them there. Why?
Yeah.
Because they are just nothing.
Right.
Hallelujah. Nothing for the children, but for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He took care of them.
Yeah.
He takes care of them.
Yeah.
And if God takes care, hallelujah, this little creature, Jesus said, ye are more, hallelujah, ye are of more value than many sparrows.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But sometimes, when we are praying, it seems that God is silent. Hallelujah. And he don't answer our prayers. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, in times that it seems God is silent, but that's the time that God is working.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only man, hallelujah, is very noisy when he is working.
Right.
When he achieves something and they noise it abroad.
Yeah.
When they have some achievement and they invented something, oh, bigger achievement, bigger invention, the bigger it is, the noisier. Invented a small motorcycle, small noise. Big bike, louder. Small gun, small noise. Bigger gun, bigger noise. Louder noise. Hallelujah. Have you heard a sun rising in the morning? Hallelujah. God is in silence when he is working. You know, I tried to use calculator and I searched in Google. The Earth's circumference is 24,901 miles. If you divide it into 24 and then divide it to 24 hours a day, and the Earth is spinning with a speed of 1,037.54 miles an hour. Hallelujah. Do you feel it? 1,000, you know, if you drive 90 miles an hour, I remember the second time I came to the States and I drove 90 miles an hour and the police was this side, bright light flashing at me. Hallelujah. The government is worried, you know, for 90 miles. And maybe when you open the window, hallelujah, you will really know how fast is 90 miles. But, hallelujah, 1,037.54 miles an hour. Do you feel it? Hallelujah. And the Earth's orbit circumference is 520,000 miles. And if you divide it by 365 and divide it into 24, you have 66,726 miles an hour the earth is traveling. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Around the sun. 66,000 miles, and yet you don't feel it. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And that's how God is working.
Amen.
And you know, brothers and sisters, while the earth is traveling in such speed, and then there is a moon, hallelujah, traveling with that earth,
yep,
and it did not hit,
nope,
one time.
Amen.
It means everything is under God's control.
Amen.
That's why we don't have nothing to worry.
Amen.
When we became a believer, hallelujah, everything is in control.
Amen.
That's why it might be, you know, sometimes it might be, you know, not good for you. But the Bible says, in everything, you have to give thanks.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All things work together.
Yes.
For what? For your own good.
Good. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, God is always right on time.
Amen.
He never gone late. Hallelujah. You remember in the time of Lazarus, when Lazarus got sick, and then Martha and Mary, they sent somebody to call for their master. When Lazarus was sick, maybe Martha and Mary said, no problem. Hallelujah. Just no problem. If Jesus healed others, hallelujah, I believe that he will heal Lazarus. Because the word that they use is in John 11:3-4. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest. Hallelujah. They are really confident, you know. He whom thou lovest is sick. Hallelujah. And then they waited. Hallelujah. Until Lazarus died and Jesus did not come. And maybe they were so upset. Hallelujah. They were very sad, you know. Every time he come to our house, you know, we entertain him. Martha, maybe I cook for him. And now that we need him, hallelujah, and he did not come.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And then, when Jesus came, and Martha ran and met him, and she said unto him, Lord, if you were here, Lazarus have not died. Hallelujah. It means you are late. It's been 4 days since he died. You know, when Lazarus was sick, they were expecting healing. Hallelujah. But Jesus wanted them to see more than that. Mary and Martha wanted to see healing. Hallelujah. But they've been seen many times that Jesus healed. Hallelujah. But you know, Jesus wanted them to see more than that. More than what they are expecting.
Amen.
Jesus wanted them to see resurrection.
Amen.
You know, sometimes, Lord, give me this thing. I've been praying for this. And then, but brothers and sisters, sometimes God answers yes, sometimes no. Sometimes he got more better things than you are asking. Hallelujah. Now, God is always on time. Hallelujah. What if Elijah was late? Hallelujah. When this widow woman, you know, was picking up sticks to cook a handful of meal.
Yep.
What if Elijah was late for 30 minutes? Hallelujah. But God was on time.
Amen.
What if the whale was late 14 minutes? Hallelujah.
Yep.
Imagine Jonah, his hands were tied and his feet were tied. Hallelujah. How can he swim? Can he survive 10 minutes? Or maybe a shark had eaten up Jonah. But God was there on time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What if God was late for 5 minutes to rescue the 3 Hebrew children? Would he survive 5 minutes? When the king, when they heated up the furnace 7 times, and even those who threw them, hallelujah, died. Hallelujah. What if God was late for 5 minutes, even 2 minutes? Hallelujah. What if God was late for 5 minutes in the time of Daniel? God is always on time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God never been late.
Right.
We have the great shepherd watching over his
Amen.
Sheep.
Amen.
God bless you all, and I give Amen. Back the time.
Amen.
Let's sing a song and worship for just a minute. If anybody has a need, he's an on-time God.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't see God's timing, but he's perfect.
Amen.
He's never made a mistake. He never will make a mistake. He's never wrong.
That's right.
He's never been where he couldn't control the whole situation. So what do we worry about if God's in control?
Amen.
Let's sing a song.
Greater than all my sin is the blood that still cleanses me. It's the grace that still sets me free. To praise Him, I know the blood's applied. I'm walking in newness of life. I cannot fall, for it's greater than all the blood of the Lamb. The grace that still sets me free to praise Him. I know the blood's applied. I'm walking in newness of life. I cannot fall, for it's greater than all the blood of the Lamb. Oh, greater than all my sin is the blood that still cleanses me. It's the grace that still sets me free
to praise Him.
Yeah. life. I cannot fall, for it's greater than all, the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, this is the great shepherd.
Greater than all my sin is the blood that still cleanses me. It's the grace that still sets me.
Person on earth, except the Lord Jesus, is greater than anything like that. We give him praise and honor and glory. And we appreciate our brother coming and pouring his heart out. We appreciate him and his ministry and the things that he does there in the Philippines, singing and going around. He keeps me abreast on what's happening, the things that he's doing, and we sure appreciate all of our Filipino brothers and all the work that they do and the effort that they do. We sure appreciate them because they love the Lord.
Amen.
They love
Amen.
The Lord. They love the Lord, and we sure do want to support them as much as we can, and we appreciate them. We appreciate the effort that they give. Brother Vernon and his wife there coming for be with us this week coming up, and God bless you, Brother Warren and Brother Stan, Sister Marlene. Thank you for coming, and we sure appreciate the effort that you've made. And we always try before we dismiss. Brother Stan, come and greet the people, please. He's a pastor of the church there in Navarre, Florida, and we've been there a time or two, and we met him, just a wonderful brother. And he's come a long way to bring Brother Vernon up here, so we'll let him greet the people. And he's just a wonderful brother. God bless you. Appreciate you. Amen.
Well, it's such a privilege to be in a place that I've heard about for years and have never had the privilege of visiting here. Appreciate Brother Vernon and his wife and the opportunity to help them to bring the word here.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You know, thank and you, so buddy. So yeah. Remember us as we travel back home in the morning. But I have something on my heart to say,
sure.
Just for a minute.
Absolutely.
Especially when Brother Landland pulled out the calculator. Something because I love math,
and I've always
been drawn to the universe, because that's God's great creation. It's His first Bible.
That's right.
And so I did some a little math one time, and sometimes when I go different places, I share it because it means so much to me.
Amen.
But you know, the prophet said we have, the first Bible was the stars,
right?
The second Bible was the pyramid. Third Bible is this Bible
right here.
Right.
Okay, so this Bible right here, King James Version, has 3,170,000 letters. And we don't know how big the universe is, but the scientists take a guess at it. And the last I heard, there was 100 billion galaxies. And each one of those galaxies, they have different sizes, but they average about 100 billion stars. So when you do the math, it took God 37,500 galaxies to represent one letter in this Bible.
Oh, hallelujah.
So when you think that you have exhausted anything in this Word of God, the word faith, you just covered over 160,000 galaxies with 100 billion stars in the reach.
Amen.
And so fall in love with this small part of the person.
Amen. That's good. That's great. Good job. Yeah. All these people in the world think they big and they all got all this and they all.
Right.
We got more in our heart than every billionaire in the world's got.
Yeah.
They can't even touch it. If one soul's worth 10,000 worlds, what he said, right?
That's right.
Look in this room. How many worlds had been created with the birth of the bride of Jesus Christ? We're about as countless as that is, brother. We just keep going and keep going and keep going. Yeah. Brother Warren, God bless you. You're from Ron Peterson's church, and we're good to have you. And send greetings back to Brother Ron for us, and we appreciate you coming and being here. I know they got to get back tomorrow. They got to go to Atlanta, the airport, so better start praying tonight. I'm not laughing. I've done it before because you got to go through Atlanta to get to the airport. Don't forget that, really, because you really going to have to go through the traffic. But the Lord's always, how many times have we done that? How many times, I know June and I are traveling, we'll be going down the interstate, you know, trying to stay early, be early,
right.
And you see it backed up on the other side.
Amen.
We've done it before and went down to take people like our brothers. And when we come back up this way, Brother Stan, it's all lined up on this side. Somebody's had a wreck or something went on, and the traffic's backed up for miles. I've seen it many, many times. Yep. God takes care of his people.
Amen. Amen.
He sends the angels to move them little cars around that weigh so much, and he just moves them out of the way, and we just go right on by. So what a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Amen. So if you don't have, if you're not going tomorrow, just remember us all in prayer. That was Sister Johnny's favorite phrase. We know that. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
And you know what? She's resting on that right now.
Amen.
She's over there with Dad and all the different ones. She knew where she was going, and she knew her destination, but that's not her full destination.
Right.
She's got to come back here.
Yep.
Remember Brother Branham? Right. They told Brother Branham. They told him. They said, we got to come back.
Amen.
We're not in our right to be conditioned. We don't eat. We don't drink over here. So they're heading back this way.
Right.
And we're going to be here to see it. I guarantee you, somebody's going to stand here one day and say, death is destroyed. And I believe it. I just believe it's right here.
Amen.
I believe it's right in front of our face. And I believe we're going to do it. I just have faith. You know why? Because the Bible said somebody's going to do it.
That's right.
So if we believe the Bible, then somebody's going to do it. Somebody's going to be that we which are alive and remain.
Right.
And we're going to keep battling until that last one comes in.
Hey.
God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, what a message. That, Lord, we know one thing's for sure. The understanding of this message that we have gives us the opportunity to, as Brother Stan says, just open the book and even just to look at a few letters. Billions of worlds were created off of those words.
Yes.
And Father, then you said that one soul was worth 10,000 of these earths. Lord, we think we're so big sometimes, but we're so small. But Father, we serve a big God.
Yes.
We have a big daddy that we can go to. And Father, I pray that you would touch the ones that are sick. Brother Boyd now, he's going to have a little some work done, Lord, in his lungs. We pray that you'd bless him. Thank you for bringing him through the bypass surgery, Lord, and getting stronger by the day. And Father, all the different ones that's had good reports, Father, I pray that you'd be with them continually. Lord, you know what you're doing, and we're just going to let you do what you want to do, Lord. We're going to yield ourselves to you. As Brother Branham tells us there in Christ the Mystery, he wants to have preeminence and be the preeminent one in our life. Lord, I pray that you become that, Father, that we shed off all these other things, Lord, that sometimes we put before you, Lord. You know we're human, Father, but you know you've sent the word and give us the ability to get back to you, Father. Thank you so much for our brothers coming, our sisters, Lord. I pray that you give them comfort tonight, a good night's rest. Brother Landland continuing on, and the brothers going to the airport, Father, and Brother Vernon and his wife staying here with us. Lord, I pray that you'll give us a supernatural week, that you'll strengthen each one. Brother Stan, long drive, Lord. We pray that you'd bless him, Lord. Keep him strengthened and on his way back home, Lord, and be home safe with his congregation there, Father. We pray that you'd bless each one that's here tonight, Father. Be with us tomorrow, Lord, as we lay our sister to rest. We know one thing's for sure. She's really at rest now. She's sitting over there in a robe of righteousness. She's young again. She's shouting on the hills of glory. But, Father, she's not finished. We'll see her again. She'll be right back here again very soon. And, Lord, quicken that day, Father. Help us to preach the word like never been preached before. Help us to hear the word and study the word as never been before. Help us, Lord, to understand like we've never understood before. Father, that when we open that book up, Lord, we see you. And we see the things that you've done. Father, just be with us now. Take care of us. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thanks, Sister Zoe, for pitching in and playing for us. We sure appreciate that. So you're dismissed. God bless you.